13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport. We'll just start with a little bit of rugby. Radford takes on NAR FC head coach role. Lloyd Radford was an integral individual on the field for years in the White of Newton Abbott RFC. And following his retirement from playing the sport, he's back involved already. Steve Perry helped steady the ship as head coach at Rakehays, and while his departure comes as a bit of a surprise, the club is certainly in a better place than when he first arrived. Radford first played for Newton Abbott at under-16 level and went on to make over 300 first 15 appearances for them. He was an ever-present in the good times and also the not-so-good times. Alongside the announcement of this news on social media, Radford penned a few words. I am really excited for the challenge ahead. Newton Abbott Rugby Club has been a huge part of my rugby life, and I am proud to now have the opportunity to help lead the senior group from the coaching side. Now we will have a look at cricket. Bobby Second's skipper orchestrates success. Bobby Tracy's second skipper, Dan Green, battered the bowling to accelerate his side to a 5-wicket win over Plimstock. Plimstock, all out for 158, appeared to have Bobby on the ropes at 34 for 5 in reply when Green ambled out to join Ed Foreman in the middle. Green did not score a run from the first 10 balls he faced. Dispatching Ian Worley for 4 signalled the start of the assault. 4 more 4s and 7 sixes followed from the next 31 deliveries faced as Green cut loose. While Foreman was compiling a relatively sedate 52 not out at the other end, Green hurtled to 72 not out, biffing Worley for 19 in an over-helped. The stand between Foreman and Green added 128 unbroken in just 13 overs as Bobby raced to victory. Plimstock's all-out total of 158 was the sum of the parts affair, with no single contribution greater than Chester Oldfield's 33 batting first wicket down. Elsewhere, Ashburton were crushed by 163 runs at Seaton in a one-sided contest between the two B division newcomers. While Seaton are 14 points clear at the top of the table, Ashburton are one off the bottom. At least they have the company down there, as Braunton and Plimstock are both within 9 points and catchable. Hussein hammers Abbott's to victory. Big hitter Jay Hussein got hold of the bowling to steer Abbott's Kurzweil to a 7-wicket victory over winless Hatherley, second 11. Hatherley, defending a total of 191 for 7, picked off Abbott's opener Richard Harmer, then Charlie Hill while the ball was new, but had to wait a while for any other breakthroughs. Hussein, in his new role opening the batting, played 7 sixes and 6 fours on the way to making 76 off 63 balls. Braden Notman, 64 not out, carried on after Hussein missed a straight one and won the game for Abbott's during an unbroken stand of 59 with Tom Heath, 19 not out. Hatherley only got a small change after bowling spells from Hussein, 314, Max Yates also 314, and Notman 367. Meanwhile, Kingsbridge are still second in the Tolchards DCLC Division West, thanks to a 70-run win over second-bottom South Devon. 4 games without a win for Bovey. Bobby Tracy have now gone 4 games without a win in the A Division after sliding to a 5-wicket defeat at Ivybridge. Bovey were bowled out for 112 in the 33rd over, with no one making more than a tail-ender, Ollie Clifford, born 23. Ivybridge were home and hosed with more than 12 overs to spare on the back of a dogged 34 at the top of the order from Abraham Coppermarabil. Bovey were 32nd of 5 in the 9th over after an early going over with the new ball from Arthur Johnson, 3.33, and Josh Coker, 2.22. Pete Bradley, Bovey's ever-youthful former captain, dug in for 19 and his 9th wicket stand of 31 with Clifford Bourne was as good as it got for Bovey. And now we're going to have a look at running. Trotters embrace the pirate-themed spirit. Winding Paths Shiver Me Timbers race was amongst the events recently taken on by members of the Teambridge Trotters. A strong group of trotters took part, with many getting involved with the pirate-themed dress code. Among the standout performances was Alec Nichols, who led the trotters home in a superb 1 hour, 24 minutes and 3 seconds. She was followed by Del Skinner on 1 hour, 33 minutes and 12 seconds, and Laura Law in 1 hour, 34 minutes and 6 seconds, both tackling the hilly terrain with determination. Meanwhile, the Dawlish Coastal Dash held added significance for the trotters, forming part of the club championship as the first race in the short miscellaneous category, attracting an impressive 30 trotters keen to secure valuable points. And a large number of trotters were in action, many taking on the popular DD Double challenge following the Dartmoor Discovery. Laura Holland enjoyed another strong run, improving on last year's time despite tired legs, and was delighted to complete the double, finishing in 29:21. And just a little look at football. It's a family affair for Newton Spurs. Newton Spurs managerial duo Matt Hayden and Sam Biscoe are continuing to build their squad ahead of the new season, and it's a family affair at the Rec. Both Sam and Will Hancocks have played many times for the club, and their return to the fray is a sign of what's to come for this team in the South West Peninsula League. The two featured under Hayden and Biscoe for Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police last season, as is becoming a running theme with the Spurs transfer dealings. Will brings a wealth of experience, and Sam's desire for Will to play a massive factor for Spurs, in the words of Hayden, as they look to secure the solitary promotion spot up to the Western League. And that concludes the sport for this week.